Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you not want to wait? Neither do we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
I mean, I'm fine, but like, I'm always fine. I'm fine. Like, Marky Mark, fine.
Everything is fine. Nothing is wrong. No one has a crush on anybody. Everything is fine.
Yeah, Marky Mark, fine. Sort of a fine.
I just want to say,
yeah,
we are back, baby. Like,
yeah,
we are here. This episode was amazing. Like, from minute one. And I was like, you could feel the difference, right?
I think that you definitely could. And I don't know, it might be the music. Like, I feel like we haven't had music in Dawson's Creek in a while.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you're right.
Music.
Some of it was the score, but it also was like, first of all, Andy was in this episode and she's never been this as Andy as she was this entire like episode. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know what that sentence was, but you get what I mean. Like, Andy
Very
was her
Andy-ish.
True self again.
Yes.
And I was so pleased with it because she was acting like herself again. It was enjoyable to watch. We had drama like we love. We have love triangles.
Yes.
We have like just spiciness. Ooh, this was such a good episode.
Yeah, like we got over the bridge and we're now at our poppy garden, our valley.
When you said we got over the bridge, I was thinking you were going to say and through the woods to grandmother's house.
Well, we're through the woods. Yeah,
that's Graham's house we go.
Yeah, to Graham's house we go.
Very funny.
Yeah, like, I mean, it looks better. It sounds better. I'm very, very, very pleased with this episode. Our first showing. This is my birthday episode.
Because what do you mean? It aired on your birthday?
It's 3/9, March 9th.
Oh.
I'll always remember this episode as being A, my birthday episode, and B, the episode that Dawson's Creek came back.
I feel like it's super rare I get a birthday episode of the shows because
how
8,
is that
10,
even possible? Yeah.
Like, you'd have to, well, it's possible, but they'd have to run for 8 seasons, which is kind of rare. What Friends episode? Let me see. I'm going to look up what Friends episode is my
birthday
episode.
Yeah, what's your birthday episode?
It is, it's a funny episode. I remember this one. It's the one with Monica's boots. So she buys like super expensive boots that hurt her feet. Mm-hmm. But she like refuses to admit to Chandler that the boots hurt her feet. And so she just like bleeds in them. And this is also the one. This has an iconic moment in it because Ben, so Ross's child, Ben, goes to school with Sting's son. And Phoebe wants him to get tickets. And that's when she does like, Ross can. instead of Roxanne.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
So iconic episode. So look at that's my birthday episode. That's very exciting.
Yeah, that is very exciting.
I want to know if other people do this because I've never heard of this as like a concept before.
Yeah.
If other people look. I mean, you can't always do it, right? Because if you're born on like the 30th, like you're kind of fucked. Like you don't get a birthday episode.
No, after, you know, if you are born after the 22nd, you probably don't get a birthday episode.
And if you're born like, I don't know, if you're born like at the end of the year, like you're royally fucked. Like it's November,
Grey's
December.
Grey's Anatomy.
But who the fuck wants to have a birthday episode with Grey's Anatomy?
Or like Survivor.
What's my Survivor? See, now you got me into this. Hold on. I'm going to look up one more.
Look at this. We'll continue. I started a new trend. Birthday episodes.
Birthday episodes are a thing. Okay. So, oh my God. You know what I just realized? Do you know what Survivor Season 8 is?
Palau?
No. It's All Stars.
I just like spit out the most random season that just came out of my mind.
Oh, that's so gross. All Stars is literally one of my least favorite seasons, and I have to have it associated with my birthday. Well, now I'm just devastated.
Too bad, so sad.
Oh, well. Anyway, we're not here to talk Survivor. We're not here to talk Friends. We are here to talk Dawson's Creek, Season 3, Episode 9, 4 to Tango. And let me tell you, the name of this episode was also spot on, right? Like, yes. Is it just me? Did you love the name of it, too? I feel like it fit very perfectly.
Yeah. In this case, it doesn't take two to tango. It takes four to tango.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know why. I'm just like in a mood today. Like, I'm in a mood where like Dawson's Creek like, is giving me life.
You're kind of in a very good mood.
I really am. Peek behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. We recorded yesterday because we're pre-recording because I'm going out of town. So we just recorded last episode yesterday. You all are hearing it normal days, but and that was like not. It was a very meh episode. And after we got off, I went and I took a bath and I watched this episode and I was just like living my best life. I don't know if it was because I was in the bath or because it was
got
like
a bath bomb.
I had a, well, I used a bubble bar last night. It was like a cinnamon one. Highly, mm-hmm. I recommend. It's amazing. Just like living my life, just like watching my show, taking my notes in my bath. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Taking your notes. Okay. I don't need to know.
I don't use like a notepad. I use my phone.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. That sounds really cool. Yeah. Let's get into the episode.
Okay. So we start off with peace. I love how I'm like, I love this episode. And then we start off with Pacey and Jen make, or trying to make out at least.
Yeah, in Dawson's bed. How scandalous. Yeah. And they are feeling nothing. And they're like, there's no sexual tension between us. Like, it is gone. The witch's brew is wearing off.
Yes. Apparently, they have just no sexual tension between them. And they're just like, they can't figure out, is it you? Is it me? No, it's not you. Everything's fine, whatever. It's like kind of awkward. Like, what's interesting is that they seem like very comfortable physically together in that, mm-hmm. like, they're like snuggly and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just like they can't get the heat, right? They can't get the passion that they
need. I mean, there's like no momentum. Like, they start and then, I mean, it could be as simple as like, just like their way of kissing, like they could just not be compatible. Like maybe it's just not sexy to each other.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like a puzzle piece. Like sometimes you just can't force it.
Yeah. And they're in Dawson's room and it's just like, this is what you get, Dawson, for keeping a fucking ladder outside your window. First of all, Joey's not even crawling in there lately, so I don't even know why it's still out there.
Yeah. And then you get accusatory when people actually use the ladder.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you doing, Dawson? Put the ladder down. But yeah, so they say they agree to give it a week, keep trying. I'm going to see what happens. And this is when they hear a door slam and Jen just bolts. Jen is out of there very quickly. Pacey is discovered by Dawson and he lies and he's saying he's playing Crash Bandicoot.
Well, have you ever played this game? I don't even know.
I know what it is. But no,
is
I was
on the
not...
Nintendo 64.
No, I believe Crash Bandicoot, if I'm correct, is a PlayStation game because that is why I never played it. I was definitely a Nintendo kid. I never owned a PlayStation until I was a lot older. Mm-hmm. I mean, Crash Bandicoot. Yeah, I'm looking it up now. It was a PlayStation game. It came out in 96. And it was a really popular series. So I definitely know it. But it's just very funny.
Dawson has, like, all the video game systems, right?
Even though we've literally never seen him. Like, maybe once with Pacey we've seen him playing it. Like, I feel like it's not... It hasn't been a lot that we've seen it.
Yeah, but, like, he's like, one of those people that just has, like, all the latest and greatest stuff.
Yeah, and that's why Pacey says he's there.
Yeah, Dawson is automatically extremely suspicious of, like, him being there. Like, why are you here? What are you doing here? And
my favorite is when he asks how he got in. Like, bitch, you leave a ladder outside your fucking window. What do you mean, how did he get in?
My favorite thing is, like, when Dawson's like, I had a dentist appointment, and Pacey's like, did you have any cavities? And Dawson's just like, no. He, like, answers the question. No cavities.
I'm good.
But what are you doing here?
Yeah. And then PC really gets caught because Dawson notices he's only wearing one shoe, which, like, to me doesn't mean too much because, like, I don't wear my shoes around inside. Yeah. I'm usually too, like,
oh, I didn't want to wear my shoes in your bedroom. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, I wanted to be comfy. So Dawson is sus from minute one of this episode. And already I was in. I was in for this mystery because I love a mystery. We love when things get a little bit, you know, spicy and a little bit mysterious on the show. And I was in. I was hooked.
Yeah. I mean, it was really interesting. And I thought that it was funny as well. So I thought that, like, the fact that he was, like, extremely suspicious and he was just like, What are you doing here? And Pacey, like, runs out. Yeah. And, I mean, Dawson's normally a very confused person, but this definitely aided the confusion.
You know what? I never really thought about Dawson as being, like, a confused person all the time, but, like, you're pretty
he's
spot on
always
with that.
He's so confused, like,
he's always
no,
just like, what's going on?
Yeah, he has no clue what's going on at any time. And, like, whenever, like, the thing is like, just when he thinks that he's figured it all out, that's when everything, like, flips and reverses. Yeah. And he's like, no, like, I thought I got it, like, I thought I understood.
He's wrong,
and now,
just all the time, honestly.
Yeah, he's like, and now the rules of life are different, and he's like, yeah, what is happening?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's Austin's always confused. He's confused why Pacey's there. He's confused why Pacey was wearing one shoe. It's all very confusing. And, like, we can't possibly understand what's going on. But yeah, what we can figure out is that something's happening.
Yeah. And then we're at school. Jack and Andy are talking, and apparently Jack has been getting tons and tons of emails and letters from people who saw Dawson's news thing with him included, you know, the gay football star or whatever, you know. And he gets, like, a really nasty letter, which I'm assuming he's probably gotten a ton of, which it's like, whoever takes their time out of their day to write a letter being extremely rude and homophobic towards someone, like, seriously, fuck off. But Andy reads a different letter he gets from some guy named Ben Street.
First of all,
before we even move forward,
yeah,
the fuck kind of name is Ben Street?
It's a sucky name, however... I've started watching Friday Night Lights, and the main character's name is Jason Street. So I feel as though it's now a common last name.
I feel like people were just like, I feel like the writer was just like driving down the road and he's like, oh man, like, I know this kid's name's Ben, but like, what is his last name? I don't know. Oh, Street. I'm driving Street. On a street. Street.
Yeah. Done. Yeah. No, it's a fake name. I've never met anybody with the last name Street.
No, it's a TV name for sure.
It's, yeah. But like I said, like, I guess it's a Friday Night Lights name. So yeah, Ben Street writes a email. These are emails. They're not even letters. Dear Jack, saw the story about you on the web. have you
we'll
been...
get to some of the technology
oh
stuff,
yeah,
because it was my absolute favorite.
Yeah. Have you been sent letters addressed to dear derogatory term?
Yes.
If not, I'm sure they'll come soon. That's what happened to me when I took another guy to prom last year and the story got picked up by the AP Wire. If you ever need someone to talk to that's been there and lived to tell the tale, you can find me in, and then Andy jokes the pink pages under out teen, but I don't know how, like, I don't know how
what she actually Ben wrote.
Street signed, yeah. But yeah. And Andy gets really excited and is like, oh, like this can be somebody like a friend or more.
Right. She's all on back. Board immediately, yeah. Like immediately pushing Jack to be like, you should talk to him, mm-hmm. Which like, Andy's very pushy, but I do think, like, it's not a bad idea for Jack to talk to this guy regardless of if he's interested in, like, a relationship, just because, first of all, he doesn't have anybody else to talk to about this stuff that has been through it.
Right, and now Cape Side is very small.
Yeah, and now he has somebody who's been through a very similar experience to him who he can just connect with. So I'm with Andy. I mean, I maybe wouldn't be as pushy as she is, but, like, I'm with Andy in that contacting this guy is a good idea.
Yeah, but Andy is just, like, such an excitable person. It's not like she's pushing him because she's being, like, mean or annoying, but she's pushing him because she's so excited at the prospect of this. So I think it's just like comes from like a loving place.
Yeah.
Also, in my opinion.
She did reference one of my favorite 80s movies in the process. He says, well, what am I supposed to say? And she says, say anything. It worked for John Cusack. Like, yes. Come on now. Yeah, this is how we know that the writers are back, right? It's like stuff like this, like little very nuggets.
Quippy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little nuggets.
So very cute scene between them. We're going to get a lot of this in this episode. And I really enjoyed the return of the Jack and Andy stuff.
Because yeah, the
I
feel like Jack and Andy brother-sister relationship that we spoke very highly of last season.
Mm-hmm. Finally, we get some stuff between them. Finally, we get Jack, honestly. Yeah. But now Pacey is in the new guidance counselor's office. So apparently Mr. Milo like retired or something and this youngin' is taking over. He looks very young.
I don't know if like Mr. Milo like ditched Pacey as like a student. But yeah, like who is this dude? I don't like new guidance counselors.
Me either. I liked Mr. Milo better.
Yeah. And you know, Pacey does his bit. He's done this before. Whatever it is that I didn't mean to do it. And like, and the new guidance counselor says that, this is not a disciplinary matter. You're failing math. You have 4 D+'s and 1 C-, and you're in trouble. And Pacey kind of does his normal Pacey thing where he's just like, oh, it's just me being lazy. And the new guidance counselor is smart enough to know, or at least read Pacey's file, that, like, it's something else. Is it trouble at home? Is there a family situation going on? Mr. Milo mentioned a girlfriend being sick. And Pacey, like, it's the nail on the head. Like, oh, she's not my girl anymore. My girlfriend. Sorry to hear that. Pacey says life goes on. And this was a sad sentence. Whatever it is that's eating at you, don't let it win. And Pacey says, maybe it already has.
Yeah, I think that Pacey's at a point. I mean, we've seen him here before. Like, Andy was the one who really helped him turn things around and really kind of made him realize, like, he's worth more.
Yeah.
And that's when he started trying in school and getting better grades. And it's like he's back to his old ways of, like, oh, I'm worth nothing. Why bother trying? And he's been in a funk. He's been in a rut. And so he hasn't been trying again. And there goes back down his grades. Yes. And it is sad to see. I mean, we're going to see if he can maybe possibly turn it around with the help of somebody else. But yeah, it's not great. I'm glad that they're finally addressing this because I feel like we kind of assumed he went back to his old ways. And it's nice to kind of get the confirmation that, like, yeah, he's not doing great in school right now. But onto the computer lab. We see a lot of the computer lab this episode, and I
love the computer lab.
The different Macs and all the colors. All I knew you were living for that.
I loved that.
Was it Andy that had the blue Mac last season that you loved?
Yes, Andy had the blue. I had a blue Mac, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. This one is orange that they're working on now. Mm-hmm. So Andy is trying to like Google something.
Democracy. Of all the things, to just Google the word democracy.
Democracy. And so like, okay, this is the thing. Like back in the day, and I don't know if this was like on Yahoo.com or like what search engine she was using. Like I remember having to, like, you, like, put in a word, and then, like, you had to enter in other keywords to narrow down your search.
Yeah. Or like there was like pluses, minuses, and mm-hmm. like you would use all of those things, quotes.
Yeah.
You would use all of those things to help narrow down. Apparently right. she so skipped that lesson.
She says that she got 40,000 hits. I just typed in the word democracy into Google. There is 1,330,000,000 million
absolutely ridiculous
results in 0.6 seconds.
Yeah.
So we're definitely a little bit more than 40,000.
Yeah.
Obviously the first thing is the Wikipedia page, which is the Wikipedia page for democracy.
Yeah. So she jokes because he's like, oh, yeah, you need to narrow it down. This is how you search. And she's like, oh, I have to search for what I want. It's kind of like searching for a boyfriend. And then he makes the most 90s joke I think I've heard in a like.
Oh, ever. I love it. And you have to say it with yeah. all the sass.
Yeah. So he's just like, oh, maybe I should go. What have you been on? www.annoyingsister.com.
Yeah. And wow. by the way, I tried it. It's not a real website, but the domain is for sale.
Take that, Jack.
Yes.
And Andy keeps pushing him. She says he should write Ben back. You could be friends or whatever. She's like, a lot can happen between May and November. You have to seize the day.
Anybody knows that. She knows that.
Yes. If you don't, I'll do it for you. And then all of a sudden, Ben Street, whose ears are ringing, instant messages Jack. Mm. I don't know how he got his screen name, but Ben no Street's clue. Instant message screen name is Ben Street.
Okay, so this would be like my horror story would be somebody like finding my AIM address and emailing me or messaging me instantly. But the thing is that I'm pretty sure you had to accept the message.
Yeah.
Like you could deny it. It's not like they come in. But this is like my favorite part where they're like, what do I do? What do I do? Like, how do I make it go away? And this reminds me of like the Sex and City episode where she's like, can she see me? Yeah. And Andy says, you don't make it go away. He's talking to you. Say something.
Yeah, she's like, type.
And
he just types, hi.
Hi.
What an opening line.
Hi. Just a hi.
Very funny.
Yeah. We love the nuances of AIM and all that comes with it, whether it be away messages, like passive aggressive or aggressive aggressive away messages.
Yeah, it's like the song lyric ones. I don't want to talk about it right now. Like, don't talk to me. And it's just like, obviously you just wanted people to message you at that point.
Right. Yeah. So that or like putting all of your friends' initials or like your boyfriend's name in there. AIM chat rooms was a dark place that no one should go to. So I love talking about this stuff. It just cracks me up.
It was so fun to watch. But more on that later because we're going to be seeing a lot of the computer lab this episode. We're in the hallway and Pacey approaches Joey and says she's looking ravishing. He needs her notes from math. And he asked if she missed him and she says it's easier to see the board without your big fat head in the way.
She's so sassy.
I know. Pacey asks what cosine is and she's just like, how the hell do you not even know what that is? There's absolutely no way you're gonna catch up by midterms.
What's a cosine?
Cosine is like trigonometry. So there's like cosine, sine, and then there's one other one.
I have
like
no clue what you're talking about.
No, you don't remember SOHCAHTOA?
Oh, I never took trig.
I think trig was a part of my other math classes, but it was
like was in like remedial math classes.
I didn't really enjoy it. Like I was fine at math until I got to pre-calc, but like the trigonometry stuff wasn't that bad.
I'm pretty sure I never got past algebra.
Honestly, a lot of the trigonometry stuff I think was like memorizing formulas and stuff. But he doesn't know what it is. And so he wants her to tutor him, but Joey says that, like, no, you know, what are you doing? Why are you falling so far behind? You have nothing going on with your life.
Joey is not interested, like Andy, to take on a pet project.
No, she has enough going on in her life without taking on somebody else's problems.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I find like kind of interesting is that Like, Pacey is used to women trying to fix him and take care of him. And,
yeah.
And Joey is the opposite. She's like, I'm not here to mother you. I'm not here to take care of you. Like, you know, if you want to come along on this whatever ride I'm going on, then that's, like, on you, bro.
Yeah. So he says he'll do anything that she wants. He's failing math. He really needs her help. And she's just like, anything? Okay.
Yeah. And also, like, Andy would do anything without even getting something in return. And Joey is, like, fully opportunistic and is like, oh. Like, if you need help, I need help. And well, this is a 50-50 deal.
Like, Andy was dating him at the time, and so I think she also just wanted the best for him. And Joey's just you're not my responsibility.
Before they were dating, Andy.
But they were, like, flirty from day one.
In the same sort of way that Joey and Pacey are flirty.
I suppose.
The same exact way, because that's how Pacey knows how to flirt.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to, like, be all jesty and, like, throw my arms around and, like, hop around you like a bunny. Hey,
sorry,
like,
what?
Jaunty. Like,
he jumps like a bunny.
Yeah, he, like, jumps around the girls and is like, hey, what's up? And it's like he, like, jumps in front of her and jumps like.
I really want to see this flirting in action, like the bunny hop flirting.
I mean, like,
technique.
Watch him. He, like, literally, like, jumps all around people.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect for dance classes.
Yeah, this is how he practices his bunny skills. They go to dance class and he's like, why am I here? What are we doing here? And apparently it is for a scholarship. She needs to complete a couple of these courses. And so they're going to trade off one study session for one dance class.
Seems like a good deal. And then she asks the question that we're all asking, why not Dawson or even Jack? And she says, they don't owe me like you do.
Yeah, I mean, interesting, right? Because we all know if she had asked Dawson for help, like, he'd be there in a heartbeat. But it's interesting that she chooses to ask Pacey.
Yeah.
Because, like, this has obviously been an issue, right? Like, it would have been quite the coincidence if this all happened the same time that, like, he needs math tutoring. But, you know, I mean, we'll get into it a little bit later, conspiracy theorizing on, like, you know, did Joey... they really just want to be with Pacey or like what the deal is, but they're a dance class and they suck at dancing. they're not
each other's feet.
Yes, they're not good at this. She ends up like standing on his feet and they dance, which is like very like kiddish and funny.
Yeah, because like the dance teacher harasses them and is like, you guys suck at dancing, who's leading, who's like, you know, and just gives them like a very hard time.
She's a terrible teacher, by the way.
I'm not very supportive.
She's not supportive. She's quite the judgy bee.
She's kind of more interested in her dissertation on dance theory more so than actually teaching dance.
I just picture her like walking around the entire like dance group and being like, oh, obviously you fucked. You haven't. This is your second date. Like married for 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, just like pegging everybody with like whatever
she just wants
are
to know the gossip.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Dawson is looking around his room and he finds a condom in his room.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. Yeah. And we've talked about this, Dawson and Pacey. Don't buy the Durexes. Just buy the Trojans. We told you this already.
Spend the extra couple dollars. You'll thank us later.
Yes. Joey is a very strict tutor.
Yeah, I mean, is anybody surprised by this though?
No,
like she
no
feels
messing
like she's
around.
A tutor. Yeah,
no messing around, and he, they talk about how they have to promise each other that they're not going to tell anybody about their agreement of dancing and tutoring because it's embarrassing. And Dawson overhears and is like, "What are we keeping a secret? What's the secret?
He already has his like sus meter out because he's like, there was this, Pacey was in my room and then there was this condom there. And now Joey and Pacey are like having this like hush hush conversation. And then when Dawson asks them what's going on, Pacey says he's awful at home decor and that he needs Dawson's help with like the new B&B they're putting into Joey's house.
The wing that's dedicated to Pacey.
Yeah. And so they hire Dawson.
Which is a bad idea, because if anybody remembers, Dawson was supposed to be building the ice house.
He's not good at this.
And he was not a good carpenter.
He's actually really fucking bad.
He was really bad. He couldn't even, like, hammer a nail in straight. Oh. So he's like, so, yeah, like, Dawson lies and says that he's decent with a roller. I would like to see that in action.
Well, I wonder, okay, hear me out. Maybe he's better at painting because maybe he's painted like sets before.
Oh my God. Dawson is the type of guy that does the like Edward Painter roller hands where he has like two rollers and he's like rolling with both like full chaos.
Yeah. He has no idea what he's doing.
No.
And Joey leaves and Dawson holds Pacey back. But Pacey like completely blows him off. Like, I'm sorry. The both of you. Like, Joey and Pacey suck at trying to keep things hush-hush because you're so obvious about it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I gotta go. I'm gonna be late. I'm already on the bad student list. I'm gonna be tardy.
Yeah, Mr. Milo's keeping track.
Yeah.
So Andy and Jack are back at the computer lab, and she's like, did you ask Ben Street about the prom date situation? And he's like, no, like we, oh no, he said that they were never dating. They just did it as a statement, which I feel like kind of sucks.
I mean, I get why though, right? Like they did it as like we should be allowed to have same sex couples at our prom.
I would have preferred if Ben Street actually liked the guy that he brought to prom. But
yeah, whatever. It would have probably been better if they said, oh, well, they're broken up now or something.
Yeah, yeah. But we know a little bit about him.
Yeah, so Andy asks what he looks like, and he's like, oh, we're just writing, we're not going on a date, and then, like, this nosy-ass librarian lady comes over, and is like, oh, I dated a guy from the internet once, he was hideous. Like, bitch, who asked for your opinion?
I mean, she gave the opinion, she didn't ask for it. Yeah. So then
what do we find out about Ben?
He plays the saxophone.
Okay, that's Charlie, sexy.
He's a Charlie Parker fan. Which is like a jazz musician.
Okay.
So, and he ran all conference track. So they have sports in common.
Yep.
Which is nice. And so they're both in the arts because
I was going to say creativity.
Yeah.
We haven't heard shit all about Jack and his art interests since like fucking last season.
I know, because he was too busy playing
now
football.
Now he's just a football star.
But football's over because they lost.
God, yeah, can I just
that?
Say
they like really just like buried the lead on that. At one point they were like, oh yeah, we lost, so there's no more football.
Thank God. Who the fuck said that they were allowed to do fucking sports shit in this show? I thought we were like exempt from that.
I didn't mind the football. I thought it was pretty entertaining.
I very much minded it.
So what, like, is Henry gonna play like basketball now? Like, you know that he's like going to have to play sports all year.
You know what, who gives a fuck?
That's where is Henry?
Well, he wasn't in this episode.
Did he? Oh my
Jen's
god,
Jen's too busy get, like diddling.
Did he
Pacey.
Get cut? Do you think that he's a character anymore?
I mean, I know the answer, so I won't say.
I think he's still there.
So yes.
Yeah, so Andy says you have to ask for a picture, but two pictures, one casual, one formal, no baseball hats, no baggy sweaters, or articles of clothing that are deceiving.
I see, this to me was pure Andy. Like, yes. This was Andy back like, to herself.
Uber organizational, right? like analytical thinking, like restrictions, rules.
Yeah.
No baggy sweaters.
And I feel so like funny. This gave me like you energy. Because a lot of times I feel like Andy gives me energy. But I feel like this, her saying like we need two pictures and this is what we need, gave me more you energy.
Yeah, I think that Andy is like a little bit of me, a little bit of you.
Yeah, it's very fun. But yeah, back to like where we're blessed. We're so happy. Andy is back. We're back at the video rental store place thing. Jen is approaching the like desk and rings the bell, and Dawson comes out and she's like, oh, I thought Pacey was gonna be working. We have this saucy little bitch. She's just like, we have a human growth and development project. She pulls that straight out of her fucking ass and it's just like, human growth, like, do you get it? Like, wink wink, nudge nudge.
Yeah.
Like,
I get it,
this saucy bitch.
Yeah, I like it. And he says, no, like, he's not working today. He's been a flake. And then he's like, hey, Are there any, like, new doable faculty members that we don't know of? And he's like, he's been acting.
Like, he can't even think of being a student. It's not like he's only dated teachers. He just dated Andy.
Yeah, but, like, he's acting weird and secretive like he was when he was dating Miss Jacobs.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, like, what do you mean? And he's like, you know, I found him the other day playing, like, video games in my room, and then I found a condom. He's like, it just seems, like, very strange.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Jen is better than Pacey and Joey at keeping it together, but, like, the bar is very low. Asking too many
questions.
She did. She asked a lot of questions about this. She, like, has a concerned look on her face.
She's like, what did he say? Did he say anything to you?
Yeah. And it's, like, a little on the sus side, I think.
But
little sus
Dawson meter. Is so confused in his little pea brain, he can't figure it out.
Yep. It takes someone, him literally seeing the make out for him to be like,
is that what's going on? So Joey and Pacey are studying, and Pacey already wants a break. And she says, Alexander, the baby, can sit longer than you.
Yeah. He basically goes on this entire tirade about, like, and I mean, it does make somewhat sense. But, like, he's like, well, when I was with Miss Jacobs and when I was with Andy, I always was given a reward when I was studying. And I love Joey's line.
This is my favorite line.
Yeah. I offered you Chex Mix.
Like, I offered you Chex Mix.
Like, bitch, I offered you Chex Mix. Was that not enough for you? Like, oh, does she not get it? Or does she get it? And she just is, like, being, like, spite, like, a little brat about it.
Yeah, but he equates studying to sex. He's like, you know, he's like a dog. Like, if you do a trick and you get a treat, then you expect a treat every time you do the trick.
Now I wonder if, like, every time he's studying, he gets, like, a boner. You know what I mean? Because it's, Pavlovian. Like,
absolutely. I think that's the problem.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I can study and concentrate. No sex. And Joey tells him that's the worst pickup line she's ever heard. And I love how he's like, thanks, toots. Like, thanks. The old-timey.
Yeah, toots.
Whatever. And he says he has prospects of his own. And she's like, oh, like who? Like, she wants the tea. Like, we don't talk enough about how Joey, like, Joey honestly doesn't give a fuck most of the time about people. But, like, she does love some tea. Like, she likes to know what's going on.
She loves to know what's going on with Pacey in particular.
And he says they want to remain anonymous. And then he basically, without saying so, he basically tells her that, like, oh, they have a friends with benefits type of situation. And he asks, like, oh, if you had the opportunity to be with someone, no strings attached, no awkward first dates, it was 100% casual, what would you do? And she is, like, shits all over this idea. She's just like, it would be unfulfilling sexual experience.
Blah, blah, blah.
She's not into it. She's a judgy bee this episode. Hardcore judgy bee.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't understand why you would have sex with or kiss with no emotional substance to back it up.
It's because she's fucking, like, 15 and just doesn't
because
get
it's
it.
Fun, Josephine. Get a life.
She's being a big wet blanket here.
Yeah. You know, we're back at the computer lab. And the picture of Ben Street is downloading so slowly.
When I tell you that I laughed out loud at this moment, like, every single pixel as it loads, I'm just dying laughing.
Like, do you think that this was comically slow on purpose, or do you think that
this probably was the way it was?
No, I think, like, original. I think that, like, maybe, I don't know. They, like,
it was just so funny to watch.
So slow, and they're getting excited, and they're like, whoa, 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 and then they see it, and then they're like, not bad. And Jack is like, yeah, like, he's pretty cute, but, like, anybody would be attracted to that extremely attractive guy.
I mean, fair enough, but, like, this is the first time he's ever expressed, like, any interest in somebody. Yeah, in somebody else. And Andy gives him advice, which is great advice. Agree to meet in a public place. I do think that, like, in this situation, it would be, like, bring somebody with you, but she didn't, you know, she didn't say that. She's like, we've already background searched him. Like, we know enough about him. And I love how Andy is like, he's too nervous, so Andy like types for him. This gave me like, this is such 90s vibes, that you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, yes, of course, like you got your like best friend to like type.
Yeah. And then like, you're like, what did he say? What did he say? You know? Yeah,
exactly. Really this response though, because Ben asks like, what'd you think of the picture? Mm-hmm. And she goes, the picture was great. What can I say? It's like, that's not a good thing to say, Andy.
No. What she should have said, like, complimented literally anything.
Yeah, like, you look great.
Yeah.
No, she's
not good at it.
Yeah, want to meet for coffee. That's all you had to say. So he says, I thought you would never ask. Andy's excited, but Jack, in my opinion, seems very nervous.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of would expect him to be nervous because it's like his first date since coming out. But like, he does seem like he looks really upset versus like, nervous.
Yeah, he doesn't look like this is a good thing.
Yeah. So we're back at the video store and Jen is helping Dawson like decorate for Halloween or something. Yeah, like
they're putting up the displays. It's a video store. So they're putting up, you know how like back in the day, like at video stores, they would always have like displays for different movies. I'm pretty sure they were putting up posters and props for an Alfred Hitchcock movie. So she goes, so I see you need a woman's touch. Or he said that, like, I need a woman's touch. And she goes, is that where Pacey comes in? And Pacey's usually in the back sleeping.
Yeah, like, Dawson, do your own job. Jen's not getting paid for this.
Well, she's helping. She's a nice person.
Whatever. And then they see, oh, my God, he's walking outside. Joey joins him.
What are they doing together?
They're walking and talking together.
Walking and talking. Drama. But they're very suspicious of this, but because
the thing is, Dawson is the one who told Pacey, hey, can you keep an eye on Joey for me?
We have to keep going back to that. This was episode one of the season.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, you requested this, Dawson. So it was your request.
Yeah, that was on you, bro. But he's,
like, shocked to see it actually happening. And I think on top of the fact that, like, the whole condom situation and the fact that he's acting funny, that he's, like, something is up.
And Jen's kind of suspicious as well.
Yeah, Jen's like, oh, what's going on here? What are they doing together? Yeah,
is
especially that Joey? Because Jen is, like, that it's not working out between them sexually. So, like, I feel like she sees him with Joey and she's like, oh, like, I wonder if, like, this is why.
Right. Yeah. You know? So they follow Joey and Pacey into to the ballroom dancing. And they're like, oh, okay. So they're auditioning for a Cape Side Theater production of Strictly Ballroom, I guess. Yeah. And they're about to leave, but the dance teacher drags them out to the dance floor.
This dance teacher is so pushy.
Very pushy. And then announces them.
That was so funny.
And then we get, like, the whole thing where, like, they see each other and they're like,
what are you doing here? Well, what are you doing here?
Exactly.
Shock. Ah, commercial break.
Yes.
So then they're like, well, what are you guys doing here? And then I love the dance teacher just coming over for a slight roasting. She's just like, well, you two are much better than Joey and Pacey. They've been here all week.
Yeah, and she's so rude.
It is so rude. She just met these people and she's like, oh, you two used to date. I can tell. It didn't work out. So you lost trust. But now you trust each other again. I could see that in the dancing. The trust is there. And I'm like, bitch, what are you, an amateur psychologist? What are you doing?
She thinks so. And she says, but these two, the form is all wrong. There's tension. They are wary of each other and there's bickering and name calling. They are in the early stages of a screwball mating ritual.
This lady's been watching like fucking Discovery Channel too much.
They're like, you couldn't be more wrong, lady.
Yeah. She says there's so much sexual tension. And it like, so apparently her philosophy is if people dance that badly, they're hot for each other. What do you think of this theory?
I think that dancing is sexy. So if you were passionate with dancing and good at dancing, wouldn't that mean that you have like feelings for each other.
That's how I feel. Like, I also feel like some people can just be bad dancers. So I don't know that that means. Now, obviously, there is tension between them, which I think tension between people could lead to bad dancing. But I don't necessarily think it's always going to be sexual tension. Like, it could just be tension, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have two left feet. They can't dance. And Joey keeps wanting to lead. But according to this girl, they have the hots for each other.
Right. And so Dawson and Jen are, like, immediately taken aback, like, because basically this woman nailed them so easily that they're wondering, like, shit, she must be able to read everybody like this. Is and therefore real? What she's saying about Joey and Pacey must
well,
be true.
Well, according to her, the dancing doesn't lie.
This bitch, like, who is she? Really?
I never met her before, and I don't want to know her.
No. We're at Graham's. Jack, for some reason, he went back there. I don't know why we're not at the McPhee residence, but who cares?
Because the dad doesn't want to live with him yet.
Oh, I thought he moved. Oh, I got mixed up. I thought he had moved back in. He didn't move back in. He asked to move him back in, but he didn't. And Jack is upset. And Andy says that his romantic future is important to her. And he's very nervous because this is like a whole new level. He says his entire life is going to be different. I'm not telling the world I'm gay. I'm actually going to be gay. Like, this is his first, like, action as a gay man, basically. His first real date. Before, it was all just thoughts and, like, theoretical things. And this would be an actual date.
Right. And then also, like, going out there, being in public on a date with another man. And, like, I'm sure he's worried that people are going to observe him. I'm sure he's thinking, if he brought a date to school, to a school function, then, like, people would see that. I think that's a big step for him to actually go on a date with somebody else and have a boyfriend.
Absolutely. It is a huge step, and I love how supportive Andy is being. Like, she's just even just being there, like, physically being there for him, to have somebody to talk to. I do kind of wish, and I know Jen had a lot going on, but, like, I kind of miss the Jack and Jen stuff. Like, I feel like we haven't seen it in a while, and I wish we just get, like, a check-in. You know what I mean?
He'll come back.
Like, don't you think he would have talked to her about this? I mean, I know he has Andy. Like, don't get me wrong. He has Andy. But, like, I wish
she would have been there. I think that Jen's been distracted with Pacey.
Yeah, and all her mom stuff.
Yeah, and now that that's over, I think that we could focus back on their friendship.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so now we're back at dance class, and this lady just up and decides she's going to randomly pair up all these people. So,
well, yeah, it's like musical partners.
Yeah, I would not be happy with this. I do not like strangers, and I wouldn't want to touch a stranger. But, so apparently you're supposed to, when you hear the music stop, you have to reach for the nearest available person, and then dance with them. And so the women and the men get paired up together. So Dawson and Pacey are dancing, and Jen and Joey are dancing. And we get a lot, like, this is all very confusing, so we'll try to, like,
bridge lots of dialogue. Jen asked Joey when they started ballroom dancing, and Joey says, moments before you did. Dawson with Pacey says, what's going on about you in my room? And, like, tell me what you were doing there. He goes, like, Pacey says you have all the best electronics. And, you know, there's, of course, the lure of the Leary kitchen, although it hasn't been that good lately. And then Dawson brings up the condom. And then they get the switch partners. And then Pacey's with Jen and goes, we're dead. And Jen says, don't worry, he's not on to us. Well, at least he's not on to me. He thinks that you have something going on with Joey.
Yeah. And then we see Dawson and Joey talking. And Dawson asks Joey why she's here. She said, she explained the whole thing. She says, there's this whole scholarship. I need this money. And she needed a partner. And he asks what we're all asking, which is, why didn't he ask her? Like, we're all wondering this, right? Like, what is the deal here? Why didn't she ask Dawson?
Says Pacey came to her first.
Yeah, and she says friends help each other, you know, because he needed math tutoring. I needed a dance partner. Friends help each other. And he asks, all you guys are is friends? Like, he's obviously, you know, getting at
which
something.
Which is probably
here.
So confusing for Joey because she probably has, like, no clue.
No, she has no idea what's going on. Like, she is the one person who has absolutely no idea what the fuck anybody's talking about.
Exactly. So then Pacey grabs Joey and says, Dawson thinks that you and I are doing it.
Yeah. And she's like, what? And he's like, he thinks we're having sex. And she's like, he'd never think that. And because she doesn't know the whole Pacey Jen condom situation. And he's like, well, events were misconstrued. Yes. And then we get Dawson and Pacey back together. Pacey,
I want to know what's going on. Yeah. Like, go away.
Yeah. Seriously, Dawson, shut up. Pacey says that him and Joey are only dancing and doing trigonometry. And I love this. This is not the first time this has happened, which is really what this episode gives me, such like correct Dawson's Creek vibes. Like, this feels like season two. This feels like, you know, last season where it, like, we have Dawson, Pacey confronting Dawson with, mm-hmm. like, why do you think his we're bullshit. Together? Why are we even having this conversation? Why are you so surprised? Like, obviously, you're not over Joey. Look at her. He even calls her, like, a goddess. And we don't know if Joey hears all of this. Like, she's within earshot, and he's, like, pretty fucking loud. Right. But, and she's obviously, she's dancing with some rando. I don't think Joey has
good hearing.
No, she doesn't look over, so I think we're meant to think that she didn't hear any of it, but yeah. He calls her a goddess, and he basically says, some guy is going to come along and be interested, and you need to figure out what the fuck you're going to do when that happens, because that one guy is going to look at her and cut right in on you.
Not going to ask permission.
Yeah, he's pissed off, because Dawson is being, like, pestering Pacey about this whole thing when, frankly, it's none of Dawson's business. He said he didn't want to date Joey. He asked Pacey to check on Joey for him. And now he's all fucking butthurt that seemingly somebody has swooped in on, like, his ex-girlfriend, who he has no fucking right to.
Right, because, like, Pacey's not doing anything with Joey, but it's the audacity that Dawson is accusing him of doing something when he has no right to.
Exactly. And so Pacey storms out. Jen follows him. And they go in, like, some coat closet, some giant ass coat closet, by the way. This coat closet is fucking huge. It's bigger than my bedroom.
yeah.
And Jen tells Pacey that he needs to, like, chill out again. And they are like, here we go again. And they, like, basically have this whole conversation where Jen says that our mothers teach us to be ashamed of sex. And, like, she makes a good point. We're supposed to be ashamed of sex, but we glorify violence, and we can't use normal terms for body parts without everybody freaking out. I'm like, you know, that's a solid point, Jen. Solid point. Mm-hmm. But is it strange to you that, like, this conversation is what leads to them being, like, romantic?
Well, I think it's just, like, the setting. Like, it's just the two of them. They're, like, in a coat closet. The lights are dimmed. So I think that he puts her arm around her. It's, like, kind of intimate. So, yeah, like, they get, like, the vibes of, like, are you ready for a return to Witch Island? I'm getting yes. that witchy feeling.
Yeah, they, like, they hold hands, like, fingers laced, which also feels very, like, intimate. And then they're like, maybe it was the dancing or the romantic setting of the coat room. But they start kissing. And then we get this scene, which is, like, it's kind of sad, with Jack, where we see him, like, going to the coffee place. He sees Ben Street inside, and he's just, like, hesitating outside of this coffee shop, and he doesn't really make a move to enter. And we'll find out a little bit later what happens there. And then we get the most dramatic scene.
Oh, my goodness. Such Can you believe drama. This? Can you believe it? We enter Joey, Dawson and Joey walk in on Pacey and Jen making out. Dawson laughs right away, which I feel is, like, what Dawson does when he's uncomfortable, because it reminds me of when he walked into Jack making out with Abby, and his yeah. first response was laughing.
Well, he was drunk.
He was drunk, yeah. But still, I think that that's his, like, I think when he's, like, doesn't know how to react, he laughs.
See, my argument would be he's so relieved that it's not Joey that he's just like, oh, thank God. And he, like, laughs because it's so ridiculous that those are the two.
I guess so. That's how you can interpret it.
It could be either
well.
One. Yeah. That is, like, how I read it. But I appreciate that we read it, like, slightly differently. And, like, I love this. It's nothing. Well, it doesn't look like nothing. It's nothing. We're just friends.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days? You guys are going to get hurt.
Yeah, this is all Joey. Joey is like flipping out about
Joey
this.
Is being so dramatic.
She really is.
Yeah, they say that no one's gonna get hurt by this. We like made this agreement. There's like no emotions in this. And Joey's like, and you're proud of that fact. And then she like turns to Dawson and she's like, Dawson, like, what do you have to say about this? And he's like, they lost me and like nothing's happening. I have no clue.
He just laughs. Like, that's the funny thing is it's like, it's just,
he's not bothered.
He's not bothered.
So he really doesn't have any feelings for Jen anymore. Like, there's no residual feelings.
No.
He's not bothered by this at all.
Well, also, he doesn't understand their arrangement yet, right? Like, he doesn't understand that this is like a friends with benefits situation. Joey knows that. Joey is aware of this because of all the like code talk that PC did with her earlier.
Yeah, the hypotheticals. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's pissed and she leaves. And then Joey, or excuse me, Pacey admits to Jen that Joey knows about their arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Which makes Jen mad.
Yeah, now Jen's pissed. Everybody's gonna get pissed.
Yeah.
Except Dawson.
Yeah, Dawson's kind of like not pissed
he's
at all.
He's on cloud nine. He's yeah, like, he's yeah, like, good. My girl Joey is still single. Perfect.
Okay, so, let's see. Let's talk about Joey. Like, why do we think that Joey is so mad, besides the obvious that I can think of? The obvious being she has potentially has feelings for Pacey and she's jealous.
That is, like, not that.
If it's not that, then why is she – is it – she tries to say that – like, she doesn't like the concept of casual sex and...
Right, when she has the conversation with Dawson, she, like, explains that she doesn't like it. Her and Dawson are still both virgins, so let's remember that fact. And I think she just doesn't have the experience necessary to understand why this would be, and like, an arrangement that anybody would want to do. And I also... It wouldn't surprise me. Now, her and Jen are like, seem to be on fine terms right now. They're not besties, but they're okay, right? Like, neither of them are dating Dawson. Neither of them want to date Dawson, to our knowledge. And so they seem to be on okay terms. But I think there also has to be something to be said about, like, her and Jen have had an issue over a guy once before. And I feel like we just saw the creeps kind of like all together just last episode. Mm-hmm. And that is when Joey said, oh, I'm sure something will tear us apart soon. And like, this seems to be it, right? Like, she doesn't want them getting involved because it's causing disruption within the group, I guess, is what another thing could be. Now, obviously, we all think it's the Pacey thing, but
yeah,
if we're looking for other reasons.
Okay, like, how about Jen says this line, why does it have to be her? Why do guys flock to Joey when they are in, like,
when they need advice? Yeah.
What happens if Joey thinks something similarly? Why does it have to be her? Why are guys so into her?
Well, it's the it's the same and the opposite, where, like, Jen is jealous that everybody goes to Joey for advice and to talk, and Joey is jealous that everybody goes to Jen because she's, like, sexually experienced.
And, like, she's like, sexy and pretty, and
people
want to...
And we know Joey is insecure about, like, how she looks. Like, we know Joey doesn't think she's pretty. She doesn't think she's, like, a sex bomb. She's even said she doesn't think she's sexy. But she thinks that Jen is.
Am I sexual, Dawson?
Oh, my God. That line made me cringe. Full body cringe.
Am I sexual?
I can't.
It's just interesting, like, how worked up Joey gets in this situation. And I'm trying to think, like, you know, would I have ever gotten so upset with people just having, like, a casual fling?
Not unless you were interested in one of them.
I guess so. I would kind of be more jealous of, like, people getting into, like, romantic relationships over me more so than hooking up. I don't know.
I think so, yeah, because there are feelings involved there.
Right. I don't know. It's a weird one. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so Jen's pissed at Pacey because Pacey asked Joey for advice about the two of them.
Yeah, and she's like, why didn't you just go to Dawson? Like, why are you asking Joey? This has nothing to do with Joey. And, like, Pacey, either he doesn't want to admit it or, like, really doesn't understand what Jen is trying to get at. But Jen is like, there's obviously something going on between you two, like,
which
you can't
he denies
tell me there's nothing
right away.
Yeah, he's like, there's nothing going on. And this is when, like, Jen and Pacey kind of officially end things. Like, whatever their arrangement was, it's over now. They shake hands. Thanks for nothing. And they kiss like very lightly. It's like kind of a weird kiss.
Yeah. There's nothing between us. No matter what we do, it's not going to work out between us. Okay. So that's it. That is it. That is our story arc, so, I guess, between Pacey and Jen.
Yeah. Let's spend a minute, I guess, talking about how we feel about this storyline now that it seems to be wrapped up.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Because I think we might differ slightly. I feel like grand scheme, we probably agree. My thought process here is that it's a bad storyline that they got lucky with having the new showrunners and writers be able to wrap up cleanly. I feel like it was a disaster idea that when they had the better writers, they were able to clean that fucking mess up. And I liked the way they ended it. Like, I feel like if you were going to be put a button on this story, this was the way to do it. With drama, with intrigue, with people getting angry, with like, now we have, if the only real benefit, I would say, is that maybe Jen and Pacey are closer friends now. And that's nice because we get another pairing that isn't necessarily romantic, but it's interesting to have different pairings, different dynamics. But I think the whole storyline was a fucking mess that they just did a good job at cleaning up.
I respect your opinion. I just disagree. I think that I have zero issues with the fact that they explored this. I think that it makes sense that two young, attractive people wanted to give this a go. I think that incorporating Witch Island and the witch potion was funny. That it was a 3-episode arc, so I appreciate the fact that they didn't drag it on. Now, is that lucky because of the new showrunners, so they, like, you know, they tied it up in a nice bow, or I don't know if it's like a some sort of luck thing or a actual like good writing 3-episode arc, but I think that it was something that was needed. I think that if we never explored it, we would have always thought about it. Going back to Friends, they even had an episode where it's like, oh, how is it that like not all of you didn't hook up with all of you?
Yeah.
I think it would have been the same thing if we never like gave this a go. We would have been like, hey, like, why didn't this ever work out between them? Of course, that means that other pairings that we haven't seen work is, or that we haven't seen yet, is Andy and Dawson. Do we ever think that could happen? I don't think so. That would be very surprising to me. I'm not going to look at your face.
She's gonna grab his boxers again. Do you remember that?
I do remember that fondling. Who else? Joe. Yeah, like, I think that's the last pairing that we have. I mean, obviously, we haven't seen Joey and Pacey in fruition, but I think that we would have always wondered what if between the two of them. So I appreciate it, and I'm glad that it happened, and I'm glad that it ended as soon as it started. Do I think that they could have ever like worked it out and actually been a good couple? I think that they just want different things in life. I think that, like, at the core of it, like, once again, I don't think Jen is very interested in a pet project.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Pacey is mature enough or sophisticated enough for her.
Yeah. I mean,
which is kind of the same thing that I've said about Joey.
Yeah. No, I think you make solid points. I will agree with you that I like that this wasn't dragged out. This was very quick. It was a blink and you miss it storyline. And I really like that aspect of it. Like, I don't mind it as much because it was so quick versus like a whole season, right? Like the Mitch and Gale saga that we got so tired of. Like, it was quick. It's fine. It got us to a better place in the show overall. So if we had to have that storyline to get where we are here, I'm happy it happened.
Yeah, there's one thing about Dawson's Creek, aside from Mitch and Gale, none of their relationships get drawn out.
No.
It's very like, let's move on.
Yeah,
moving forward. We gotta keep going.
Yeah.
So I think that I disagree. I don't think it was a disaster of a storyline. I think that like how we got to it was very like niche and funny. And I guess, like, if I wanted them to initiate something, I'm kind of happy that it had such, like, of a, like a jokey way starting.
I want to say, listeners, correct me if I'm wrong. I want to say originally they were supposed to have sex in the coat closet, and then like the new showrunner like changed it so it was just like the kiss or something like that. And yeah. I want to say that was one of the reasons that they ended up getting rid of that showrunner, is because it was this on top of a bunch of other storylines that the actors all had problems with.
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't have liked it if they actually like had sex, because it did for that, then that wouldn't make, because once again, I'm assuming, I don't know, I'm assuming that this whole season is ultimately going to build up to a Joey and Pacey thing. And I don't think that it would have made sense to go on that trajectory. With having like Pacey actually like fully in some sort of like physical relationship with Jen. I think that that would have felt dirty, like,
yeah,
gross, because it's like, because it's like, I feel as though like this is all leading up to that. Like, I feel now I envision like the finale is going to be like Dawson finding out that Joey and Pacey actually have feelings for each other. Like, I think that that's kind of where we're leading to. And if Jen and Pacey like actually had sex, then I think that it, I don't think that the people, you people that were watching back in 1999 would have welcomed a Joey Pacey thing as easily.
Yeah. No, I see what you mean. Let's get into this next scene with Andy and Jack.
Yeah, Jack comes home and Andy is waiting for him, waiting for stories. And he said, the date didn't happen. I couldn't do it. And I couldn't go in. I panicked. I just saw him wait like in there through the window. I saw him waiting. And then I saw this couple, a guy and a girl next to them. And I saw them and I wanted to be them. And I didn't want to be me. I just, that's so heartbreaking.
It was really sad to hear. He was like so upset that he just left. And I think that Andy here is like, actually says probably the best thing she could say in this moment, which is, this is life's way of telling you, you're just not ready yet. And he's like, I thought you were like pushing me. And she says, I know when to push and when not to. And I picked that up on annoyingsister.com, which was a really good callback. Loved that.
It was a good callback.
I really appreciate this storyline with Jack. Like, I really appreciate them taking their time with him as a character, because I mean, I have no frame of reference for this. I don't have any way to know how someone in that situation would feel. But I appreciate the fact that they are taking their time and saying someone like Jack might be nervous. Like, it is a big deal for him. It's a big step in the, I mean, especially in the 90s, where like, I'm sure people get harassed if they're seen in public, like holding hands together with in a same sex couple or something. Like, times are a lot different now. But even now, like, I imagine it might be very difficult. And so like, I like that they're taking their time with him and not like they didn't immediately put him in a relationship with Ben Street. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that we don't need to see that. I think that what we need to see is his evolution as a character.
Yeah, yeah. So this was a cute scene, and I feel like this is the Andy Jack that we knew. Like, this is the brother-sister relationship that we've come to enjoy, and so I was happy to kind of see it return.
It was a nice, like, revert back to how it used to be.
Yeah.
So then we get, I don't know, Dawson and Joey talking about this whole situation. And Dawson says it was inevitable from a storytelling perspective.
Which is very, very meta. Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. They were destined to hook up. And he goes, and she's like, why are you not upset about this? And he goes, well, if they want to mess around, then that's their business. And then she's like, it's part of a casual sex pact. They're using each other. And Dawson says, we all do. You know, they just, it's not necessarily that they want sex, they want comfort. I think Dawson has a very mature idea of what's going on here. And because he doesn't see this as like purely sexual, he sees it as these are two lonely people that are just seeking comfort and a warm body. And if sex is thrown in there, then it's a physical thing about like two humans that have needs at the end of the day. So he has a very mature way of like processing
which
all
is
of this.
Pretty surprising.
It's surprising, but there's no stakes. Like, you know, it, you're totally right. It depends on the person. It's that he doesn't have feelings for Jen anymore.
Yeah.
And he barely has respect
Joey,
for
peace he's making out
the
with
fuck out.
It's totally different. Yeah. He gets on his fucking high horse.
Yeah.
Unlike we're it's pretty much polar opposite. Where right, Joey's yeah. getting on her high horse yeah. here.
I mean, he doesn't have that much respect for his best friend. So I think that, like, whenever know. Pacey does what he deems as shenanigans, then he gets on this, like, oh, like, whatever the simple people do is up to yeah. them. Like, yeah. I, like, could never relate, but that's what they want to do. He's like, yeah. I get into relationships for emotions, but Pacey gets into, like, whatever shenanigans he gets into. Yeah.
But he does, like, Dawson does make a lot of points, like, good points here. He says, like, he says, I understand the impulse to have someone at the end of your reach. He's like, so you just want somebody who's hand to hold. Like, you want somebody, you want comfort. And Joey just keeps going. She's just like, it's wrong. If there's nothing behind a kiss, what's even the point? Like, she's just all upset. And Dawson's trying to, like, talk her down. Like, he's like,
Joey's being too emotional.
She is.
For no reason.
She's like snap judging them. And so she has to go back in because she forgot her coat. And she sees Pacey, like, sitting at one of the tables, just like looking pathetic. And she joins him. She like takes a second, thinks about it, and she joins him. And Pacey admits that him and Jen never slept together. And she says it's not her business. She's sorry she overreacted. He says it's over. You got your coat. Why did you come in here? And she says, Dawson, he told me to take pity on you. And Pacey yeah. says, I owe him another one. And then apparently the biggest scam of all fucking scams, there is yeah. no scholarship.
There's no scholarship. Why didn't the dance teacher divulge that sooner?
Because she wanted them to pay money for these fucking dance classes yeah. and be a judgy bee.
Yeah.
She's like, but I need more pawns to get my psychology degree.
Yes. However, she did offer them 6 months of free dance classes. And I don't think that they took it. I think that they just turned away.
No, first of all, Pacey would have done it, but Joey was just like, no thanks, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah. And we leave by saying, Pacey, you're not that good.
Yeah. This was an excellent episode. I feel like I'm getting season two vibes where we were just like loving what they were giving us. We couldn't eat mm-hmm. enough of this drama. And I am here for this. Like, we're clean slate now. Pacey and Jen aren't doing anything anymore. We know Dawson probably still has feelings for Joey. At least that's what we're coming to assume based on the situation here.
Yes.
You know, there's something going on between Pacey and Joey. Yes. Like, drama, and I
lots
am
of
here for
lots
it.
Of stuff a brewing.
Yes. So
we still have some loose ends and we don't know if they're going to get resolved, right. but I mean, we'll figure that one out.
Right. But at least it's taking a turn for the best at this point.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I just wanted to ask you before we get into a commercial break, do you want to talk about our drama draft? And where
yes,
we're at.
Yes, give me an update.
Yeah, so this is our, as of now, we have 6 episodes of point counting. Now, mm-hmm. I do have like one clarification for today's episode. Who do you think that Joey got involved in an argument? Or do you think this was just a discussion?
Because I feel would, like she's yelling, so I would count it as an argument.
With who?
With Pacey, not Dawson, with Pacey.
With and Jen?
I think so. I'll let you decide, but like I think yeah. so. Yeah, I honestly don't remember who has who anyway, so it's not like I'm trying to cheat. I just
no, it's fine. Because I think that like Pacey and Jen got into an argument.
Yeah, at the end there.
Okay, so yeah. okay, so then I will tell you. So we get, as today, for episode 9, Team Droms with 3 Z's got 10 points, while Andy's Angels got 12 points.
Whoa.
Which means that the current point count is Team Droms at 36 points, and mm-hmm. Andy's Angels is at 47 points.
Whoa. I mean, so, to be fair, we're both earning a lot of points.
We're earning points, but the girls are earning more points than I would have thought. If you don't remember, it's almost like a boy-girls team.
Mm-hmm.
Unintentionally, I didn't mean to have it be that way. I thought that, like, Dawson would cause the most drama, but Dawson's sitting here being like, you know, it is what it is. It's like, Dawson, don't say what is what it is. Like, Dawson, start punching people. Yeah, start punching people. Like, what are you doing? Know what is what it is.
I know. He's never been this apathetic about anything.
He's like, you know what? If they want to hook up, they want to hook up. It's like, yeah. No, Dawson, starts screaming at the top of your lungs, dude.
He's really letting you down.
It's like, Pacey's my main point earner.
I mean, rightfully so. You do have a good pick in Pacey, at least.
Yeah, Pacey was a good pick.
Who's my main point earner? Is it Joey?
I think it's Andy. Andy gets a lot of tears.
Oh, the titular Andy of Andy's Angels.
But Joey does get points. I mean, she got fired, which was a 10-point.
I forgot about that. Yes. Yeah. Well, wait, who knows? Dawson could get fired from the video place. Pacey could get fired. I thought that
Dawson did get fired from the video place. He didn't work there for an entire season.
Bodhi's fired from the show, so.
Forever. Yeah, Bodhi did get fired from the show.
Amazing.
What I need is that Dawson crying meme to come to fruition so I can get the crying points. That's what I need.
So when is the next time, remind the listeners, when are we updating again?
Like in five episodes from now? So okay. Episode 14.
Perfect. So yeah. If you guys enjoy this, let us know. I feel like it's like a fun little thing that we're doing just to like, I don't know, for funsies.
For funsies.
Just to have some stakes. But we still have all of the feedback to get into as well as Fashion Hour. And we are going to do that after a quick ad break.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back. Let's get into some feedback. We've heard from some people, as always. We have Dirtbag Kelly. He says he has tons of questions. Why did Jen and Pacey go to Dawson's room to do it?
It's a neutral area. And
windows open. Ladder up there.
Yeah. Mitch is at school. Dawson was supposed to be at school. Maybe Dawson has a comfortable bed. And... okay, have you seen Pacey's bedroom? Disgusting.
It was disgusting.
So gross. And, I mean, obviously, we can't bring Pacey into Gramps' house.
Yeah.
True love. They could have went to True Love.
I guess. I mean, it's not that, like, cozy comfy, though. Like, you'd rather have sex on a bed, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I agree with that. Kelly wonders what we wonder, which is why Joey didn't ask Dawson to dance with her for her class thing. And we just think it's like, well.
Because they're still kind of like weird with each
other. They're still in an awkward phase for sure.
And she wanted to be with Pacey.
Yeah. I love Kelly saying this dancing instructor is totally nailing what's going on here.
Yeah, yeah. The dancing instructor is the writer of Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. He says he feels like Joey sucked pretty hard this episode.
I think I agree. She's kind of like a whiny bee this episode, right?
She's a wet blanket. He says, nice to have normal Andy back for an episode. It's nice to see her being a good sister. We agree. I loved Andy this episode.
Marky Mark.
Yeah. Can you guys explain to me why Jen and Pacey can't hook up? The whole agreement is no strings or emotional investment, but then they both can't do it because they're not emotionally involved.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not buying it. Pacey was trying to get a BJ before they even kissed just an episode ago. Now he needs a vibe? Sure.
Okay. I think I have it figured out, but I want to know your interpretation.
I think Pacey's attracted to somebody else. I think he's a relationship guy. I think that he's having... I don't know. I think, like, Jen, honestly, is probably just using Pacey as, like, a distraction. And Pacey is interested in somebody else. Or not even just that he's interested in somebody else, but he doesn't have the feelings required in order to perform yeah. in that way.
I think Pacey, I agree. I think Pacey needs to have emotional feelings in order for him to be intimate. And I think yeah. that's maybe why Joey is so bothered, because if she's starting to develop interest in him, then her ideal guy would not be somebody that can have sex with, like, with somebody that they don't have feelings for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yep. in her mind, she wants somebody that she's more like traditionalist, where she wants somebody like to be, if they're intimate with somebody, then she wants someone to be interested in. So I think that, like, and I think that's truly what Pacey is, but like, so I think Pacey needs a relationship where to have feelings. I think that Jen is not that physically attracted to Pacey.
Yeah, he's not really her type.
I think that if she really thought that he was sexy, then she wouldn't be giggling in his yeah. face.
Yeah, that's fair too. That's a fair thing to say. I don't disagree with that. I think she just doesn't see him that way.
Yeah, so I think yeah. that that's what it is. I just think that they're not compatible in that way.
Yeah. Kelly wants you to know that this aired on December 1st, 1999. We're almost to the 2000s.
December 1st is my grandma and my dad's birthday.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Oh, so many birthday references in this podcast. and also, Kelly wants us to know he's pretty excited about the potential Felicity reaction podcast. He's definitely not out here getting votes for it. And he did like that devil smirky emoji. So. Yeah. I feel like we need to go check Cherry Hill, New Jersey and see what is going on with all of this.
Yeah, we definitely think that you could have like hacked the system. Someone's stuffing
those ballot boxes.
Yeah. How many Twitter accounts do you have, Kelly?
Yeah. we did hear from Kimmy. She says, welcome to the season three. She does make fun of the screen names. She says, these are the lamest screen names. Ben Street and Jack McFarlane. It was like MCPH. Like, it wasn't even, there are the numbers and like symbols and all those other things. She wants to know what our first screen names were.
So I had my first screen name was Sarah Jill, S-A-R-A-J-I-L, L, two L's. And then later on, I had Starfish 89 with a PH, not because I like the band Fish, but just because I wanted to be unique and different.
I believe, I don't know if this is my first screen name, but like my first login for anything was like Jess10100.
Oh, you're such a freaking liar.
What? No,
Miss Goody Two Shoes 136.
I was just gonna say that was my last one I remember. Like, I don't know if Jess10100 was for AIM, but that was my first login ever. But yeah, the one I remember being like the one I actually used was Miss Goody Two Shoes, and the O was, or excuse me, one of the O's was a zero, and like two was the number two.
Miss Goody Two Shoes. I love know. That. It's so still funny. True.
And hers was JLHMA351. She owes us a Dawson compliment if we can guess what 90s TV star the first three initials are. JLH. 90s TV star. JLH.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, there you go. And what singer are the next two initials?
Hold on. Let me look. I'm a visual person. Sorry. I can't listen.
MA is a singer.
Mark Anthony.
There you go.
I don't know if that's true, but I'm pretty sure.
I mean, we don't.
I'm
have
pretty
the
confident in Jennifer Love Hewitt.
She says the numbers are sports stars, so I already know you two are uninterested.
351. What kind of number is 351?
I don't know. I don't think anybody goes above two numbers for like jerseys. Two digits, right? Yeah. I think it's only two digits. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe it's like a batting average or something. She says, this is not Andy's worst look. Looking like a Clue character dressed in a purple sweater on top of a purple shirt with a butterfly and matching purple bow while pressuring poor Jack. In fact, it looks like they kept the same fashion designer because Pacey looks like he's experiencing homelessness and Joey is dressed like she joined a religious cult with that long ass too big shirt.
Yeah, the long skirt is definitely like a LuLaRoe.
It's bad. It's very bad.
Moment.
Pacey is so right again. Why does Dawson think it's okay to be angry at shit that does not pertain to him? You're not dating fool. You're not dating fool. He's so fucking self-righteous all the goddamn time. Why does everyone have to answer to him? Yeah, I feel like he's not even the worst one, though. Like, Joey's definitely the worst one this episode.
He's confused. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. I think that he thinks that he still is dating Joey. He's like, wait, like, what happened?
That's true. Poor Jen is always second fiddle to Joey. Like, Dawson didn't even blink one eye at Jen and Pacey making out, but almost killed Pacey at the thought of Joey and him together. Jen sees the Jossie juice brewing, and she's basically Timon from The Lion King singing, I can see what's happening. And they don't have a clue.
Oh my god. Amazing. Jen is like, she was pissy this episode when she was like,
you
like her, what is it about her?
She was really upset about that. And then she has a few random observations. Joey is so worked up and jealous. Hashtag Team Jossie. Joey is hilarious. I offered you Chex Mix. She really liked
my
that
favorite line,
too.
Line of the episode.
She says Ben's street is hot.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, he's okay looking, I think. How are we feeling about Dawson hanging a noose? Yeah, that wouldn't fly nowadays. Just
makes me never mind.
I kind of think Dawson and Pacey dancing is too cute. Yeah, I mean,
I mean, they're better dance partners than Joey and Pacey.
That's very true.
Yeah, who's leading in that duo?
I feel like they both might want to lead, but maybe Pacey would be the one who ends up leading. What do you think?
I think that Pacey would be the natural leader, but I think that Dawson would take over and Pacey be like, I can't even.
Yeah.
Who would you rather dance with?
Pacey.
Yeah, but but like also like Dawson seems to be a better dancer.
Fair. If I'm going for skill, then probably Dawson.
But also you like, can you believe my mom just got a divorce from my dad?
Do you know what I told her? Do you know what I told her when she told me?
Congratulations. Wait, what was the other thing whenever he was dancing at the dance? Oh, I conclude that your conclusion sucks.
Yes! I conclude that your conclusion sucks, Pacey.
Congratulations.
And we have one more email. We have a new listener. Her name's Olivia. She says that she found us a couple months ago, went through all of our episodes really fast to catch up. Thank you for making me laugh. Love the sarcasm, the laughing, and your personal histories between the drama of the show. You're awesome. Apparently, she's also Guatemalan. She currently lives in Baja California, Mexico. She watched the show when it was on the air. She was in college. And she always met with her friends the next day after a new episode to talk about the show. They were all Team Pacey, and she says she still is. And so listening to us makes her go back to those years and feel like she's laughing with her friends again. She's looking forward to our comments on this episode. And she says, yes, I love Pacey, still in present time, and loved the shift of the show at this point. Thank you so much, Olivia. That was such a kind email. I loved reading that. Like, I can't believe that. It's so wild to think of, like, people in, like Mexico, like, all over the place. That's fun.
Thank you so much, Olivia. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I love when we have new listeners that are, like, binging to catch up. It's really fun.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're drinking the Jossie juice. But what about the Pandy Punch?
I think Pandy Punch has gone bad. It's expired.
Yeah, it's expired. It's like the juice that you find at the dollar store that's going to expire at the end of the month.
Yeah. So that's all the feedback we had. Would you like to get into the fashion of the hour?
Yeah. My first nomination for the Rachel Green Award for the most 90s outfit is Andy. This is Andy's butterfly moment.
Butterfly in the sky. I can just
she really, really wants to dance revolution to the butterflies song. She is wearing this light purple blue butterfly shirt, a purple lavender cardigan. we get to see she has two little, they're not butterfly clips, they're the floral butterfly clips, yeah, like the flowers. They're both purple too. Why do you need two? I don't know.
Why does she need any of them? They're not doing anything. They're not even holding anything back.
Yeah. Her nails, by the way, no polish on them, however very clean, which I feel like is very Andy like
meticulous nails.
Yeah, very, yeah, very, yeah, I like very clean nails, but no polish on them.
Yeah.
They're buffed, her nails, very interesting. And she's at the computer,
yeah,
typing
on that orange Ben MacBook Street. Ben Street, yeah. So it's not, I agree with Kimmy, honestly, it's not the worst outfit, but it's also just like too matchy-matchy. Like, again, butterflies and these particular clips are very 90s. I have no issue with this being in the night, like the Rachel Green Award category. It's just, yeah, more of like, who is dressing Andy? Like, I just, they're way too matchy-matchy. Like, spice it up a little bit. You know, not everything, yeah, needs to be purple. I season love purple. Season two,
Andy was much better when she was, like, uber preppy.
Yeah, I agree.
Next up, we have Joey. Now, Joey looks like she's borrowing more clothes from Dawson. She is wearing a gray shirt underneath a green V-neck sweater. Then she's wearing a jean jacket that is, like, kind of cropped. But then she's wearing some, like, khakis that I feel like are boys' pants, like, little boys' pants. Because they're, like, ill-fitting. And she has, like, tiny hips. And I don't know why, but, like, there's so much bulk added to, yeah, her hips here. And her hair is half up, half down. I just felt as though, I don't know, she looks like a little boy. This is a little boy's outfit.
Yeah, it is quite a masculine outfit, which we do see her in quite a bit. She has her signature red backpack, as always. Yeah. Yeah, these pants aren't doing it for me. I just think I agree with you. They're, like, a little bit too baggy in, like, a lot of places. But I will say, I do enjoy when she, I mean, spicing it up with her hair is a bit of an exaggeration, but she does put it, she, like, changes a little bit, like, she puts it half up, which is a lot, I wore my hair a lot like that at her age. So I do appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, it's a pretty, and I still think they need to fire the makeup artist, like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, they're, girl, go a shade darker on the concealer. It is so light.
I think that they do their own makeup at this point.
Oh, yikers. Okay. Well, sorry, Katie Holmes.
next up, I have Jack. And this is his outfit when he was, like, over Andy's shoulder, yeah, being like, what are you going to type? What are you going to type to him? He's wearing a red shirt with a singular stripe across his chest, some blue jeans. His hair, I think he got a haircut. It's looking a little, mm-hmm, shorter. His brows, very good brow game.
He has amazing brows.
Great, great. Kerr Smith. I hope that Final Destination, they didn't kill you too early.
Yeah, I like this outfit. I think, like, Jack is going for bolder colors now. Like, he goes for, like, this bright, bright red. Very, like, preppy, very footballish. I appreciate this look from him. I think his hair looks excellent. I think the hairdo is working for him. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not picking the outfit I like the best. I'm picking the most 90s outfit.
Bye, bye, bye. I'm a little butterfly.
There you go. Andy's going to get it. I mean, it's the butterflies. It's the butterflies. It's the clips. It's everything. Congratulations, Andy. You're going to get the Rachel Green Award from me.
Where did you put all the butterfly clips that I gave you?
I have them in the spare bedroom. That's where my vanity is.
Did you toss them?
Why would I toss them? No, I kept them.
That's going to be the first thing I inspect when I come
over. You know what? It's funny, too, because I thought about, you know what's funny is how well I know you. Because I was at my vanity this morning. That's, like, where I get ready, right? And, mm-hmm, I was looking because I have one of them, like, right on, like, on the top of the vanity. Like,
yeah,
arm's reach. And I was looking at it. And I was like, I bet you Sari's going to come to my house and, like, look for anything she's given me at any point and try to find them. Be to, like, see where I put them.
Where is the butterfly clips?
Well, you should know. I think I sent you a picture that the dog thing you got me. No one's going to know what I'm talking about. It's like, it looks, it's Winston and, yeah, my dog. And it's, yeah, like made with like a Cricut or something. And it's like layered paper. Yeah, so it's dog very art. Cool. Anyway, that is on our TV stand.
Yeah, I saw front that.
And center in the house.
Yeah, I saw.
Main stage.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes. Congratulations to our little butterfly, Andy. Mm-hmm. Next up is the Paul Rudd Certificate of Timelessness Award. The first outfit is Andy's outerwear when she's outside looking mm-hmm. and reading the emails. And she's wearing, like, a boucle, like, teddy bear coat. Like, there's texture. You know, like, there's texture. I see texture. It could be, like, a little felty. But it's, like, tannish cream. And she's wearing, like, a little gray sweater. And her hair doesn't look like it's an infant. And it's, like, a little, she has, like, a little twist.
Yeah.
With, like, a singular clip.
And it's actually holding hair back.
It's actually holding hair back. You know. And dark pants and a green sweater. And look at her. She's just, like, and she's drinking water. We love it when people are hydrated.
Yes. No, boucle is, like, super in now. So it's funny that she's wearing that. It is a bit oversized. Like, the shoulders are a bit much. But it's much more sophisticated look than what we saw her in just seconds ago. So I like this look on her. I don't mind. Like, I have worn my hair, not with that specific type of clip, but, like, with a little bit of a twist where you put a clip in it. So I appreciate that as, like, a little spicy way to do your hair. Mm-hmm. I like this look. I think it's cute.
Very cute. Next up is another Joey outfit, more outerwear. She is wearing a navy pea coat. What's more timeless than a pea coat? Absolutely nothing. And then she's wearing some denim and some shoes, and her hair is parted in the middle. But I guess, like, the focus is the coat.
Listen, if there's one thing I love, it's a fucking pea coat. I own too many pea coats. I love them. I own them in so many colors. I think they make you look like you're fancier than you actually are.
Yes.
And I just love this for Joey because I think it makes her look so put together. Like, and especially you could dress them up, you could dress them down. And she's dressing them down today with jeans. I think this is a fantastic look and definitely timeless. You could see this jacket anywhere.
Yes. And my last nomination is Jen. Jen's hair, full evolution for
it's
Jen's
like season
hair.
One hair, but like with layers.
Yeah, I love her hair now. It's looking great. For all the shit that we gave her last season, she really turned it around with her hair.
Yeah,
she is just wearing like a scoop neck black shirt that shows off her clavicle in mm-hmm. a beautiful way, and a little like midi skirt with a pattern and some like little strappy sandals. What do you think about Jen's outfit?
Yeah, this is really cute. I really like the pattern on the skirt. I really like that she's like taking a break from leather for like a hot second.
Well, the leather coat was hung up and then she put the coat on when she left.
No, she just like set down the pleather for a second. But she's sticking to like her black, you know, she always has like a black shirt or black pants on. She's sticking with that and she's sticking with red, but she's doing it in a different way. I really like this. I think the sandals are actually really cute. And yeah, I feel like you could see this. I feel like the skirt maybe would be a little either shorter or longer. Like, I feel like it's not as common to wear stuff that hits like right at the knee nowadays. Mm-hmm. But it is a very cute outfit, so I really do like it. The problem is that you chose a character with a pea coat, and I have no choice but to stand, and therefore Joey's going to get my Paul Rudd Certificate of Timelessness Award. Because
very nice.
You to turtlenecks is me to pea coats, and I love a pea
coat.
Who
knew? I didn't know that.
No. So Joey's going to get my point this week.
Fantastic. Congratulations to Andy and to Joey. I'm very happy for you both. That is our fashion awards. Yes. Jess, what is going on? What is the title of next week's episode?
Yeah, it is called First Encounters of the Close Kind. What do you think that means? That's like based on a movie, right? It's like Close Encounters of the
we're gonna find some aliens.
I think that's like the movie, right? That's what the movie is. Like, it's like an alien thing.
Yeah, we're gonna find some aliens, and the alien is Eve. Eve is coming back. She's the alien.
There you go. Beautiful. Yes. I love it.
Yes.
Okay. We'll amazing. See. If you want to send us in feedback, please do at shit90spod on Instagram, on Twitter, shit90spod.com, shit90spod@gmail.com. We have like so many ways for you to get in contact with us. Why aren't you? Please do. Ratings, 5 stars, all of those things. So much going on. Sarah, what else do we have going on? I feel like we just have everything going on.
You could check out our Notting Hill coverage for Julia Roberts Appreciation Month. That came out with Deidre as our special guest. We are recording Runaway Bride soon with Kurz. That should come out within the month. And then I think that it's pretty set to say, definitive, yeah, that we will be, when we are together for our slumber party, mm-hmm, that we will be covering and watching the first episode of Felicity, the pilot episode. So I think that the Felicity community really pulled through. Currently, it is leading at 33.3% of the vote. Then the 90s Sporkle trivia at 25.
Oh, wow. So it has a significant lead at this point.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty. And we have a day left. So okay. I think that it's pretty set that's what we're going to be doing when we're together.
Exciting stuff.
I'm excited about.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch it.
And I'm excited that we're not going to get like angry complaints from the Felicity crew.
Also that. Yes. Amazing. As always, you could find me at the Jess Sterling on Twitter. You could find me also over at Post Show Recaps on the Community Building Podcast and on the Succession Podcast. I actually also was recently on Haley Strong's Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Haley Strong, where I talked Taskmaster with her and Grace Leader. So much fun. Go check that out. Go check out their coverage. That show is amazing. You should get into it if you're not already. Sarah, where can the people find you?
At Sarah Ferguson.
Amazing. I think that's all we have. We'll be back next week with another episode of Dawson's Creek. I can't wait. We're finally in the good parts of season 3. Super exciting stuff. So we will talk to you all next time. Bye.
Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.